ABC Radio Australia.
A new Australian government funding deal for rugby union in the Pacific is being held up by Samoa's new Prime Minister, Lauli Alemaliatua-Schmidt. But the question is why? Fiji and Tonga have already signed off on the package worth $150 million, but Lauli is stalling amid suggestions that he wants a shake-up of the Lakapi Samoa board that would include the removal of the chairman and his arch-political rival, Tuilaepa Sailele Malielengaoi. Now, as Richard Hewitt reports, the chief executive of Tonga Rugby is urging the two men to put their political differences aside for the good of all three Pacific unions.
Money is in short supply at the Tongan Rugby Union, so the prospect of sharing in $150 million from Canberra is an exciting one for the TRU's CEO, Aisia Aholele.
Pretty much over the moon that the Australian government is considering giving the green light to the proposal for us, Fiji and Samoa, to be part of bigger competitions, especially in Australia. The Moana Pacifica pathway isn't really going to plan, and this is sort of a backup plan for us that will help us tremendously with giving our players better competition to grow their game. For us, it's a godsend.
What the new money would do is pave the way for Tonga, Fiji and Samoa to enter teams into Super Rugby Oz. That's the third-tier competition, which kicked off for the first time this year with development teams from the four Australian Super Rugby Pacific franchises involved to begin with. Tonga and Samoa in particular are enthusiastic about the idea because they believe not enough of their young players are getting a chance at Moana Pacifica. Lakapi Samoa's chief executive, Douglas Nau Chun, is hopeful, as is his opposite number in Tonga, that money from World Rugby that has been going to Moana will be funneled back to them now.
We have fundings lining up, and we're in talks now with the Australian Rugby Union, World Rugby, in securing those funds.
That said, therefore, what would be the nature of a Samoan side that would compete in Super Rugby Oz?
Definitely, there will be the development teams. It allows us the opportunity to bring the expertise from Australia and build the pathways for our locals here and keep our players on island.
I just got told that World Rugby probably won't be funding Moana Pacifica, but questions were put to World Rugby whether that money will come to Samoa and Tonga. When and how much, we don't really know. But they said that it will come back to our unions.
Whatever happens to that money is not dependent upon politicians' signatures, but the money being offered by Australia is very much a government-to-government matter.
As far as sealing this deal is concerned, my understanding is that Fiji and Tonga, their respective governments have signed off, but that's not the case in Samoa. I don't know whether you're in a position to tell me why or not, because I gather it could be quite sensitive.
Well, we're meeting the Prime Minister, and we'll have a sit down with him, and he already gave his full support. It's just us getting his signature that we're after.
I believe we may be at risk here of sport and politics colliding. Would that be right?
I can't comment on that. We want to make sure that we can secure this funding from Australian government and work closely with Australian Rugby Union in implementing what we propose.
But the word on the grapevine is that Prime Minister Lauli has effectively frozen funding for Lakapi Samoa in an effort to remove all politicians from the union's board, but in particular the chairman, his political rival, Tuilaepa, who has occupied that post for decades. But as he indicated to local journalists during Manu Samoa's bumpy qualifying ride to the 2027 World Cup, standing down is not on the opposition leader's agenda.
Will we be seeing any changes along the board? Will they be stepping down in the future?
Of what?
From the board?
Will that improve the play? That is a very stupid question. I am not playing there. What is important is the money that must be provided, and we haven't got enough money. That comes from the government.
Aisia Aholele, for one, will be praying that Lakapi Samoa can persuade their Prime Minister to put pen to paper.
You hear stories just like yourself about what's happening in Samoa, but what I know is that rugby is in everybody's hearts in Samoa. I think it's just them to sort out their connections and who will guide their union through this program and this gift.
But also, I think, political rivalry, and my understanding is that maybe what's holding things up here, that the new Prime Minister essentially wants the old Prime Minister off the board.
Yeah, I think a bit of politics here as well. It doesn't help, but I'm sure they can put aside their political rivalry for the best of the country.
However, were Lauli to succeed in his apparent mission to remove Tuila'epa, it's likely there would be a collective sigh of relief at Lakapi Samoa. More than once during the Manu's difficult journey to the next World Cup, the chairman threatened to sack coaches and officials he blamed for the team's struggles. And CEO Douglas Nauchun was very much in the firing line.
If Belgium have overcome us in Dubai, probably you'll be talking to a new CEO now. That match was very important to us because it determines the future of our rugby on island.
20 seconds to go. All they need to do is win this line out and get the ball off this field. Clock is through the 80.
Nine.
There's the siren for full time. They win the ball at the front of the line out. Nico Jones has it, turning up his Papali'i. He puts it over the sideline, and that is full time. Samoa are off to a 10th Rugby World Cup.
We were tasked by the board to deliver. Luckily, we did in the end. So now we have another opportunity as a team to sit down, plan, and make sure we take the lessons learned from this year's performance.
And that task will be made easier if Lakapi Samoa can lay their hands on the Australian government money that is on the table. And their neighbours in Tonga and Fiji will be very grateful too. But right now, it would appear the matter rests in the hands of just one man.
And that's Richard Ewart reporting there. And we will keep you posted on the outcome of what looks like an all-important meeting between Lakapi Samoa and Prime Minister Lauli.